愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天早上想用我们欧版教会读经进度里面的《列王记下》第五章来共同来学习。
This morning we'd like to study a topic that is from our weekly Bible reading。
列王记下的第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5。
我们请看《列王记下》第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5。
《列王记下》第五章记载一个人叫做乃曼。
Chapter 5 it records a character called Naaman。
那为什么圣经会记载一个外邦人的一个元帅
？And so why would the Bible take the time to record a commander of a Gentile army here？
因为神在他身上做了大的工作。
Because God performed a great miracle in his life。
借着这个大的工作，我们可以看到这一个人的改变，也可以看到神的荣耀。
Through this great work of God, we can see the glory of God and also the change of this person.
我们看第五章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 1.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼，在他主人面前为尊为大，因为神曾借他使亚兰人得胜。他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord has given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper.
亚兰国就是现在的叙利亚。
The kingdom of Aram is today Syria.
那在以利沙先知的时代
，and during the time of Prophet Elisha,
亚兰王曾经打败以色列人。
The king of Aram has defeated the king of Israel.
也就是神的选民。
And that is the chosen people of God.
那重要不是亚兰王的强大。
And the importance lies not in that the king of Aram was very powerful.
是因为神使他得胜。
It is because God allowed him to gain victory over Israel.
但是这个看不见的因素如果我们不考虑，我们就发现亚兰王非常的强盛。
And if we did not have this invisible insight, we would consider that the king of Syria or Aram was very powerful.
那在亚兰王的下面有一个元帅。
And under the king of Aram or Syria was a commander.
这元帅就是好像三军统帅总领一切的军队，很有权。
His command of the army was like the general of the army. He has great, possesses great power.
那第一节下半句说，他又是大能的勇士。
Here it says he was a mighty man of valor.
在一个很强盛的国家做一个军队的统帅。
To be a general of a very famous and powerful army of the earth.
这是一个极大的荣耀。
It is a great honor.
但是相对的，这样的人谁能够改变他呢？
On the other hand, for someone so rich and proud as him, how can anyone change him?
这样的人是很难改变的。
This type of person is very difficult to change.
但是到第五章的结束，我们看这个乃曼彻底的改变。
But at the conclusion of chapter 5, we see that Naaman was completely transformed by God.
那到底为什么？
And why did he change?
这个第一节的最后一句说，只是长了大麻风。
In the bottom part of verse 1 says that he was a leper.
一个大能的勇士长了大麻风。
How is it that a man of valor is also a great leper?
我们想想看，这个人还有什么希望？
What hope does he have left in this world?
大麻风不站在当时没有病可以医治，现在也没有医治的方法，现在也没有办法医治。
Back then, leprosy is not a disease that can be healed. And today, even today, leprosy cannot be healed.
那长大麻风身体会逐渐的烂掉。
When we have the leprosy disease, our body parts will start to rot.
有的耳朵烂掉，有的手烂掉，有的脚烂掉。
Sometimes our ears will rot, our hands will rot, or our nose will rot.
而且会传染。
And it is also contagious.
所以这种痛苦是一生一直到死。
This suffering is continuous until the day we die.
因此我们可以看到这个乃曼的元帅人生出现的一个危机。
So we see that there is a crisis in the life of Naaman.
就是他长了大麻风。
And that is that he had leprosy.
那对一般人来讲，这个危机的来到，大概是他人生结束的开始。
And for many people, the coming of this crisis will be the beginning of the end for them.
哦，但是从第二节可以看到，这个危机变成他人生的转机。
But from here in verse 2, we see that crisis has become a turning point for his life.
那这就是因为他认识了神。
Because he has come to know God.
哦，我们人生啊，常常发现哦，改变别人很难。
We know in this life it is very difficult for us to change others.
哦，所以有时候父母要改变儿子，发现很难。
For parents to expect their children will change, it is very difficult.
啊，所以有时候不敢讲多。
And so as parents, we are afraid to speak too much.
哦，有时候要改变配偶也很难。
It's also very difficult for us to change our spouse.
哦，所以哦，我们常常觉得很内心有一种挫折感。
And so sometimes we feel very disappointed or suffering in our heart.
啊，因为人如果没有改变，人就会维持现况。
Because without change, the status quo will remain.
啊，那为什么人很难改变别人？
And why is it so difficult for us to change anyone?
因为我们人也很难改变自己。
Because we ourselves are very difficult to change as well.
但是我们常常忘记了这个事实。
We always forget about ourselves.
我们很难改变自己。
We know it's so difficult to change our own character.
但是很难改变不等于不能改变。
But even though it may be very difficult to change, it does not represent it's impossible.
但是要改变需要有神来进到我们的生命里面。
For a person to be transformed, we need God to come into our lives.
所以只要有神，人生的危机就可以成为转机。
As long as God is in our lives, what we consider as crisis will become a turning point.
危机所带给我们的结果常常是负面的。
Even though crisis may bring negative consequences in our life.
我们不想要见到了。
And therefore we are afraid to take on any crisis.
但是转机所带给我们的是正面的。
But turning points in our life completely change our lives for the better.
是我们一生很想得到的。
It is something that we like to have in our life.
所以我们在每一个危机的发生要思想神要怎么样让我们变成转机。
So in every crisis that we face, we want to consider how does God want to use this crisis to change our life?
那这样我们的人生就变成更好。
Then our lives will become even better.
那这个危机变成转机一个重大的原因就是主耶稣的救恩。
For a crisis to become a turning point, the key issue is salvation of God.
我们来看路加福音的第四章。
Look at Luke chapter 4.
路加福音的第四章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
路加福音第四章十八节。
Luke 4, verse 18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节。
Verse 19.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
这里主耶稣出来传道理，他打开以赛亚书。
And when Lord Jesus came out to preach the gospel, he opened the book of Isaiah.
因为以赛亚书是旧约的福音书。
Because Isaiah was a gospel book of the Old Testament time.
里面有很多预言主耶稣的降生跟主耶稣来要做什么。
It contains many prophecies of Lord Jesus coming and what he will accomplish on this earth.
所以主耶稣打开以赛亚书，这个预言就是讲他来世界要做什么。
And so when Lord Jesus opened the scroll of Isaiah, he was to proclaim what is his mission on this earth.
主耶稣的身上有神大有能的灵高在他身上。
On the Lord Jesus, there was the high spirit of the Lord upon him.
所以他要传福音给贫穷的人。
As he is anointed, he will preach the gospel to the poor.
这个贫穷不一定指着物质上。
The poor does not always only refer to poorness in material things.
在主耶稣讲的八福，第一福，虚心的人有福。那个虚心，看英文就是贫穷。
And the first beatitude says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." For
所以人如果内心觉得很空虚很贫乏这个人 就是要得到福气的开始。
And they are blessed because their heart is poor and impoverished. And the person feels that they are bankrupt in their soul. This is the beginning of the time they can seek the salvation of the Lord.
所以内心的贫穷啊，有时候会让人觉得这是人生的危机。到底我活着要做什么？
If a person feels desperate in their heart, then they will start looking for a salvation. What are they to do with their lives?
那这样的人啊，就容易来寻找救恩。
A person who has a poor heart will be one who can start receiving the salvation of God.
那他要因为信而变成富足。
And when he believes, he will receive richness from God.
人生上变成很丰盛。
And his life will become full of abundant grace of God.
所以，贫穷是危机，但是也是转机。
Poorness will be a crisis, but it is also a chance for turning point.
那下面说报告被掳的得释放。
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives.
这个被掳是什么？
What does it mean, captives?
就是被罪所掳。
These are the people who are in bondage under sin.
罪是一种权势。
And sin has a power.
你不要他，他也会来找我。
Even if you do not want him, he will come to control you.
而且他有权柄，他会控制人。
He has the power to put people in bondage.
那借着很多不同的坏习惯，不同的坏的个性在控制人。
He controls us through many different bad habits and characters.
仇恨。骄傲、生气，这个都是罪的权势。
Hatred, wrath, anger, it is all from the dominion of sin.
这是内在的。
And this is internal.
外在的醉酒、用毒、赌博，这个都是罪的权势。
The expression, the outward expression of bondage includes alcoholism and other sins.
那抓被他抓住了，我们就会去做我们所不愿意做的。
And after we have been put in bondage under slavery of sin, we will do things that we are reluctant to do.
但是当一个人发现人生有这个危机，懂得来寻找主耶稣。
And when a person recognizes that they have a crisis in their lives, they will look to Jesus.
主耶稣就要解放他，让他从罪得到自由。
Lord Jesus will free you from sin, and Lord Jesus will give you liberty.
真正做一个自由的人。
And so we can become a free man in Christ.
那下面说瞎眼，前面一句，瞎眼的得看见。
Here it says recovery of sight to the blind.
这个瞎眼呢，就是看不到前面。
Someone who's blind cannot see what is ahead of them.
我们大家眼睛都很好。
We all have good physical eyes here.
但是如果有一个人问
，But if a person asks,
你看到神吗
？What do you see?
没有。
No, nothing.
你看到天国吗
？Do you see heaven?
没有。
No.
你看到永生吗
？Do you see eternal life? No.
你看到天国的荣耀吗
？Do you see the glory of heaven？
你看到地狱的刑罚吗
？Do you see the punishment eternally in hell？
你看到人生永恒的希望吗
？Do you see the eternal hope of mankind？
虽然我们眼睛好好，但是这一些答案对我们来讲都是否定的。
But even though we may have good physical vision, if we are spiritually blind, we will not know the answer to these questions.
所以，虽然我们眼睛好好，但是真正有价值的我们没有看到，这个就是瞎眼。
Though we may have healthy eyes, but if we're spiritually blind, then we cannot see this eternal kingdom in heaven.
一个人在工作很辛苦的时候，很希望赶快退休。
A person who is toiling in work, they always hope to retire early.
但是一个人退休以后
，But after a person has retired,
第一个就是怎么来享受人生。
The first thing they consider is how they can enjoy the rest of their lives.
但是当时间一直往前迈进
，But as time continues to pass,
老病死接着来。
Then we start to suffer from disease and old age.
人生还有什么盼望？
Then what other hope do we have in this world?
看不到。
We cannot see it.
我们只看到一片黑暗一直靠近。
We can only see a patch of darkness that starts to loom over us.
那当一个人自己觉悟，我看不到有前途，看不到盼望的时候
，When a person realizes that they have no more hope in the future and they have no more road left to walk，
这个就是他的转机。
Then they'll realize they need a turning point in life。
但是如果一个人一直觉得说我不要信神，我可以活得很好
，If people continue to stubbornly insist that I don't need God, I can continue to live well without God，
没有觉得自己瞎眼，还没有达到转机啊。
Realize that they are spiritually blind, then they will never reach this turning point in life.
所以主耶稣能够让我们看见。
And so Lord Jesus will open our eyes.
看到 灵界的美好。
To see the beauty of the spiritual realm.
那我们就会去追求。
And then we'll pursue it.
我们就会得到。
We will receive it.
人生就会极大的改变。
And our lives will have dramatic transformation.
那下面受压制的得自由。
Here it says the oppressed will be set free.
在灵界里面会压制人就是魔鬼。
And who can oppress us spiritually? It is from the demonic world.
所以魔鬼的力量很大。
The satanic power is great.
因此一个被魔鬼压制的人常常觉得人生没有希望。
So a person who is oppressed by demons, they will feel they have no more hope in this life.
但是当一个人没有路可以走，开始来找主耶稣。
But when a person has no other way to walk other than to search for Jesus,
我们就发现他就得到自由。
Then they will find the road to liberty.
所以十九节说报告神悦纳人的禧年。
Verse 19 says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
虽然人有很多的缺点。
And even though humans have many weaknesses.
人犯很多的罪。
We have many sins and frailties.
但是神要接纳人这种爱心没有改变。
But God's love to us is never changed.
因此我们对人生越有危机感，这个人越容易转变。
And so a person, the more they feel like they are in a crisis, the more closer to the turning point they'll be to salvation.
22节，众人都称赞他，并且他稀奇他口中所出的恩言。
Verse 22, so all bore witness to him, marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth.
所以主耶稣来不是要审判。
So Lord Jesus came into the world not to judge the world.
他是要带恩典给我们。
He came to bring grace and truth.
因此他来世界传很多的恩言。
And so he spread the gospel of truth during his lifetime.
那今天我们已经信主了。
Today we have believed in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的人生还是可能遇见危机。
And we will still encounter crisis in our life.
但是我们要相信，危机就是神改变我们的一个转机。
But we need to recognize these crises are times when God can use to bless us to change our lives.
所以罗马书说，万事互相效力。
And so Romans says all things work for the good of those who love Him.
让爱神的得益处。
That those who love Him may be benefited.
那这个万事就是包括危机在里面。
And all things include those we consider to be problems or crises in our lives.
那这个危机也，我们可以从灵魂体来讲。
We can look at the crisis from perspective of physical, spiritual, and soul.
如果我们肉体开始在生病。
If our body starts to waste away from disease.
有时候我们常常要想，到底神要我学什么？
Then we'll start to consider what is the lesson that God wants us to learn.
那我们在一直在思考这个肉体上的病痛的时候，我们常常会学到一些功课。
And as we start to consider what are we to learn, then we start to have spiritual lessons that God can teach us.
所以保罗说，我身上有一根刺。
And that's why Apostle Paul says, "I have a thorn in my body."
他祷告三次，神没有把它拿掉。
Which he prayed to God for three times to remove, but God refused.
那后来他就想通了，这一根刺要叫我谦卑。
Then he realized that this thorn was placed for a purpose. It is to teach him to be humble.
所以这个肉体的危机有时候真的会让我们在灵性上会长进。
So a physical crisis is something that could urge us to grow spiritually.
那有时候是心灵上的危机。
And sometimes we may have emotional crisis.
比方说压力很大。
Perhaps we are greatly stressed.
或者忧郁症。
Maybe we have depression.
肉体很好，但是精神上就是不好。
And though we may be well physically, but our mental health is not well.
那这个常常也是一种转机。
This is also an opportunity for a turning point in Christ.
那我们就仔细来想，为什么我信耶稣这么久，神的应许这么多，但是为什么我还是劳苦担重担？
We will consider that even though we have been believers in Christ for so long, why is it that we always feel so burdened and heavy in our lives?
耶稣说，你要到我这里来，我就让你得到安息。
Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest."
所以很可能我们相信耶稣，但是我们的生活并没有每一天到主耶稣这里来。
And so maybe we believe theoretically in Christ Jesus, but every day we do not bring our burdens to the bottom of the cross.
所以我们还是劳苦担重担，到最后变成忧郁症。
And so we continue to carry our own burdens until the very end when we have depression.
那转机就是我们借着这个心灵上这种劳苦担重担，然后就来靠近神。
And turning point is when we recognize that we can bring all our heavy burdens to the cross so He could help us.
我们就发现神里面的安息是好的。
And then we'll discover that the peace in Christ is good.
当我们在追求神，
when we are pursuing after God,
有很多生活上的困难，我们所忧虑的神都一件一件在照顾。
We will find that Every little worry or things that bother us in life will be solved by God.
所以这个精神上的危机变成我们靠近神的一个力量。
And so those attacks onto our mental and spiritual health will become opportunities for us to draw that much closer to God.
那另外一个就是灵性上的危机。
Another crisis is spiritual.
有时候我们对神呢越来越没有兴趣。
Sometimes we'll lose our interest in believing God.
信仰好像越来越冷淡。
Our faith becomes colder and more lukewarm.
这是一种危机。
And we become very superficial in our faith. This is a crisis.
如果有自觉我们就可以去审查。
If we recognize this, then we need to examine ourselves.
所以圣经说，今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐，这是网罗。
And so the Bible says the snares of this life.All the cares of this world, that is a snare.
神是活的。
And God is a living God.
我们刚刚信主的时候，信仰和体验很活泼。
When we first came to Christ, our faith was very living and abundant.
但是为什么我们现在神好像变成只是知识的神，我讲不出有什么体验。
Yet now we seem so far away from Him, we can't seem to feel Him or touch Him in our lives.
可能是我们有今生的思虑，有宴乐或者钱财的迷惑。
Maybe we are ensnared by the pleasures of this world or the material lives of this world. We cannot seek God.
那这样我们一直检讨，我们就会改变自己。
And as we continue to examine ourselves and transform, grow closer to God,
那我们的信仰会再活泼起来。
Then our spiritual life will be revived again.
在这一次的这个 minister workshop, 就是这个工人的讲习会里面。
In the past week's minister workshop that I attended,
我们在一起在查考这个基督教历史里面这个宗派的形成。
We were studying the origins of denominations.In Christian church history.
基督教本来只有一个，就是天主教。
Originally, there's only one church, and that was called the Catholic Church.
在之前就是使徒教会圣经所记载的。
Prior to the Catholic Church was the original apostolic church recorded in Bible.
那后来马丁路德提出这个天主教的错误。
And after Martin Luther raised the 95 theses of all the corrections to the Catholic Church.
这个对天主教来讲，这是一个危机。
And this became a crisis to the Catholic Church.
说后来马丁路德自己改教，就形成一个教派。
And later on, Martin Luther founded the Lutherans denomination.
那马丁路德有一个学生叫做慈运礼。
And he had a son called he had a disciple called.
英文不知道怎么翻译，就是他对圣餐的看法不一样。
And he had a disciple who had a different perspective on Holy Communion.
所以后来这个慈运礼分出去，自己成为一个教派。
And he, this disciple of his went and formed another denomination.
所以我们个人的灵性有时候会变成有一个危机。
And so every one of us will have times when we have crisis in our spiritual lives.
就是对得救的真理看法不一样。
Is that we all have a different perspective on a way of salvation.
那从宗教历史这样，从教会历史这样看起来。
And from the study of the Christian church history.
这个危机到最后就会有 两条路可以走。
And after we meet a crisis, there will be two paths to take.
第一个就是因为不同，所以教会就分出去了。
When there are differences, they started to split into more denominations.
因为对得救教育不看法不同，就分出去了。
Because their perspective on what is a way of salvation is different.
那这个就变成另外一支的。
And that's how they branched out into more denominations.
但是如果对得救教育看法不同，又没有分出去。
But if today they have a different perspective on salvation, but they didn't branch out into another church,
这就变成小。
Then they start to be called East within the church.
这个就是教会的危机。
And this becomes a crisis within the church.
但是这个危机是可以有转机的。
And this type of crisis could also be transformed into a turning point.
使徒行传十五章记载耶路撒冷教会的会议，开始也是对教会教义看法不同。对这个圣经道理看法不同。
There is a crisis in the church recorded in Acts chapter 15. Started out with different perspectives on salvation.
那后来就开会。
And they had a meeting in the Jerusalem council. All the elders and all the ministers came together.
到最后，圣灵跟我们做决定。
At the very end, the Holy Spirit made a decision along with them.
那决定一出来。
And that decision was proclaimed.
颁布给所有的教会遵守。
And sent to all the churches so that everyone would submit to this.Resolution.
结果大家同心合意，圣功就发展。
And as a result of this, the church were became even more abundant and blessed, and they were able to spread the gospel even more.
所以人生的危机是难免的。
And so we know that crisis in our lives is inevitable.
但每一个危机都有转机。
But every crisis could be a turning point for us.
因为我们所拜的神是真正的神。
Because the God we worship is a true and living God.
好，那我们现在回来看这个乃曼的转机到底。 是怎么形成的?
Let's turn back to study in 2 Kings chapter 5. Where is the turning point in Naaman's faith?
好，我们先来看 列王记下第五章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 5.
好, 第五章在讲 第二节说 有一个小女子, 其实她是在服侍她祖母的一个小女子。
And verse 2 records a little maid of Israel that was waiting on Naaman's wife.
好, 然后她就告诉她的 主人啊,
and she told her mistress,
说我们这个以色列地啊，有一个先知， 他能够治好他的病。
In Israel, there is a mighty prophet of God who can heal General Naaman's disease.
第四节, 乃曼就去告诉他的主人, 就是亚兰王。
Hearing this, Naaman went and told his master, who is the king of Aram.
结果乃曼就来找伊丽莎。
And then he was
伊丽莎,
allowed to be to seek for help in Israel.
哦，这个是他转机的开始。
For help, and he came to Elisha, Prophet Elisha, for help.
但是我们看哦，伊丽莎带什么来？
And let's look at what did Elisha bring to Naaman.
伊丽莎带两件事情来。
Elisha brought two things.
好，我们看 第五节。
Verse 5.
亚兰王说：“你可以去，我也答与以色列王。”于是乃曼带着银子十他连得金银六千舍客勒衣裳十套，就去了。第六节，且带着以色列王的信说：“我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你接到这个信，就要治好他的大麻风。”
Then the king of Assyria said, "Go now, I'll send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, 10 changes of clothing. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy."
好，这个第一个，他带这么多的礼物来。
Naaman brought two things. One is gifts.
如果在社会上的这个人的交际啊，这个是非常好的。
And this is a very good relationship building tool in this world.
钱能够让鬼推磨，这个是一般人讲的。And
most people think that money can solve all things.
钱可以买通很多事情。Money
can open the way for many problems.
那第二个，他是带着王推荐的信。Second
thing he brought was a letter of recommendation by the king of Israel.
里面说，你接到这个信就要治好他。And
the letter says that when you receive this letter, you must heal Naaman of his leprosy.
那这个亚兰国是比较强的。
We know that the kingdom of Aram was stronger.
所以以色列王接到这个信呢，就压力很大。
So when the king of Israel received this letter, he had great stress.
为什么？
Why?
因为到第七节的最后，
And at the end of verse 7, we see
以色列王觉得说他是找机会要来攻打我们呢。
King of Israel thought this is a way that he wanted to, King of Aram wanted to find a fault or quarrel with him.
所以我岂是神呢，能够使这个死人复活呢？
The king of Israel said, "Am I God that I can make this Naaman be alive and heal the leprosy?"
所以乃曼要来得恩典，他带钱来，然后他带这个王的推荐信来。
And so when Naaman came to seek for help, he brought money and he brought a letter.
所以他来见伊丽莎的时候，可能自己觉得高高在上，我虽然长了大麻风，你看这个或者看那个，你都要为我祷告医治。
And so when he came to meet Elisha, the man of God, he thought he was very well qualified to ask his favor because he had both money and he had letter.
但是要得到神的恩典，关键不在这里。
But for a person to receive the blessing of God, it is not based on these things.
好，我们看第九节。
In verse 9, we see.
于是乃曼带着车到了伊丽莎的家，站在门口。
Then Naaman went with his horses and chariot and stood at the door of Elisha's house.
好，然后。 第十节，
Verse 10,
以利沙打发一个使者对他说：“你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉必复原而得洁净。”
And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall become clean."
这个伊丽莎根本就没有出来见他。
So Elisha refused to even meet Naaman in person.
啊，只叫一个使者去告诉一个元帅，一个强国的元帅。
Elisha only sent a lowly messenger to send a message to this great general of the enemy nation.
那为什么伊丽莎要这样做
？Why would Elisha take this course？
伊丽莎要让他知道。
Elisha wanted to let him know.
得到神的恩典啊，要谦卑啊。
That if you want to receive the blessing of God, you must be humble.
不是你带来这两件事情就可以得神的恩典。
Don't think your letter of recommendation or money means anything to God.
啊，这是地上的。
This is earthly.
啊，神是天上的。
But God is heavenly.
要得到神的恩典，要用神的方法。
If you want to receive a heavenly grace, you must use a heavenly means.
啊，而且他对他讲的很简单，你就到约旦河里面去洗澡七次。
And so Elisha's solution is very simple. Just wash yourself in the Jordan River for seven times.
那十一节这个乃曼就很发生气，也就要走了。
And so Naaman became furious and he wanted to walk away. Verse 11.
那我们仔细看哦，这个乃曼的心中有两个优越感。
And we can see that in the heart of Naaman, he had a superiority complex.
啊，十一节。
Verse 11.
说，我想他必出来见我，站着求告神的名，在患处以摇手治好这个大麻风。
He was surely, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me, stand and call in the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy.
所以这个乃曼觉得我是一个大元帅，又带着王的剑进来，这个先知一定来很客气，然后替我按手，按手在这个麻风为我祷告，让病得医治。想不到神人根本就不来见他。
So Naaman thought to himself, I'm a great general, and here I am with a letter from the king himself of Aram. I should be able to receive special attention from the prophet of God.
这个让他的自尊受到很严重的伤害。
And so when Elisha treated him this way, he was very, he was disrespected.
啊，在社会上就是不以常态来对待乃曼。
And so Elisha did not use the ways of the world to treat Naaman.
好。那第二个，我们可以看到他的优越感。
And so we can see his superiority complex.
啊，十二节。
In verse 12.
啊，以色列的河亚亚玛拿和啊法尔法法尔法，岂不比以色列一切的水更好吗
？Are not the Abana and Pharpar the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel？
啊，所以这里有地域上的优越感。
And here is the superiority of status.
我们亚兰国是强国。
He says, I come from the country, Aram, which is more superior than your kingdom.
So, 我们那里的河是更好的。
So our rivers in our country should be better than your river.
你叫我回到亚兰国去河洗礼、洗澡，这个还可以了解，但是你这个河不一定比较好，为什么要在这里？
Why would you tell me to go to an inferior river like Jordan River of your country when I could have gone back to my rivers in my superior country?
所以他打算就转身就走了。
And so it was his thought that he would turn away in rage.
如果他转身就走，
If Naaman left in rage and anger,
他就死在麻风里面。
Then he will die in his sin of leprosy.
他的危机就造成他的灭亡。
And his crisis will bring an end to his life.
所以人要来到神面前得到恩典，谦卑是不可少的。
And so for a person to seek after God and come into his presence, humility is a key.
那谦卑就是在神承认我算不得什么。
And humility means that we come to God's presence and say we are nothing.
好，那后来那个使女就告诉他，他叫你做的也不是什么大事啊。
But then his servants came near and said,
"What?" 不是啊，他如果吩咐你做一件大事，你不做吗
？My father, the prophet, told you to do something great. Would you not have done it?
所以为着自己的麻风要好，他听从这个使女的话。
And so when the servants came and told him that. He listened and he obeyed.
好，十四节。
Verse 14.
在约旦河沐浴七回，他的肉就复原了。
So Naaman went down, dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the saying of man of God.
那个麻风就是代表罪。
And when we look at leprosy, it represents a spiritual disease.
那这沐浴七次就代表洗礼。
Which is sin, and to wash in seven times in Jordan represents water baptism.
神对罪的答案实在是很简单。
And God's answer to sin is actually very simple.
啊，不是逃到山上去苦修。
It is not to run away into the mountains to have spiritual cultivation.
神对罪的答案就是耶稣基督的救恩。
And God's answer to sin is the salvation found in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们只要从心里面承认他是我的救主。
As long as we confess and believe in our heart that He is the Lord God.
那在神面承认我有罪。
And we confess in front of God that we have sinned.
那接受洗礼。
And we receive the water baptism from God.
这个属灵的麻风就洁净了。
Then a spiritual leprosy shall be cleansed from us.
我们就被称作义人。
They will be called the righteous person in God's sight.
就变成神的儿子。
We become the children, son and daughter of God.
所以圣经里面的救恩是恩典。
And so that is why the salvation given to us in the Bible is a grace.
这个恩典在洗礼的时候两分钟就得到。
This grace is given to us very quickly in just 2 minutes of water baptism.
而不是几十年用苦修的方法去达到。
We do not need to labor and toil for 10 some years on self-cultivation.
但是我们要得到恩典需要谦卑。
But in order to receive this grace, we must be humble.
神阻挡骄傲的。
Because God opposes the proud.
神施恩给谦卑的。
God gives grace to the humble.
最谦卑的人就是在他的内心没有优越感。
A person who is most humble has no superiority or feelings of pride in his heart.
所以这个乃曼得到恩典以后。
And after Naaman received this grace.
他就开始拜神。
He started to worship the one true God.
我们来看他怎么来拜神。
Let's see how he worshiped God.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
乃曼带着一切跟随他回到神人那里站在面前说如今我知道除了以色列之外普天下没有神。
And Naaman returned to the man of God, he and all his aides, and came stood before him, saying, Indeed, now I know there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, please take a gift from your servant.
所以他现在接受以色列所拜那独一的神。
And now he has accepted the God that Israel worships.
他是外邦人。
As his own God, even though he is a Gentile.
现在在拜独一的神。
But now he is able to accept this one true God.
因为他有危机，所以他才来找神。
Because of his crisis, he came searching for God.
因为他很谦卑。
Because he was very humble.
所以他愿意听顺服这个先知所讲。
So he was willing to submit to the instructions of the prophet of God.
那不只是他拜以色列的神。
And not only did he worship the God of Israel.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十七节。
17.
乃曼说你若不肯受强将两个驴子的驼的土饲给仆人从今以后仆人必再不将燔祭或平安祭献于别神只献给一神
So Naaman said then if not please let your servant be given 2 mule loads of earth for your servant will no longer offer either burnt offering or sacrifice to other gods but to the Lord
所以乃曼回去的时候带什么回去
And so what did Naaman go home with
带一堆泥土回去。
He brought a whole bunch of dirt.
他带是带金银而来。
No, he brought gold and silver.
这个代表一般人所看重的。
This is what people value in this world.
但是现在他带一堆泥土回去。
Yet he brought back with him a bunch of dirt.
那这个代表什么？
And what does that represent?
他说这一堆泥土就是代表这个真神啊，因为这是以色列地。
Loads of earth represent the true God of Israel.
所以今天他在这个泥土代表以色列拜的神他就要献祭给这一位活的神
And he will use this dirt to offer sacrifice to the true God of Israel
这是最大的福气
And this is the greatest blessing
来敬拜独一的神
To be able to worship the one true God
而且我们看他很谦卑
And we can see his humility here
现在他称自己做仆人
He calls himself a servant
所以十六节求你收点仆人的礼物
And so here it says, please receive something from the servant.
然后十七节。
And verse 17.
将两坨的土饲给仆人。
Please give to your servant 2 mule loads of earth.
然后十八节。
Verse 18.
我有一件事愿主神饶恕你的仆人。
In this thing, may the Lord pardon your servant.
然后我的主人进门临庙叩拜的时候，我用手搀扶他的门庙。这里讲。
When my master goes in a temple room on to worship there and leans on my hand.
所以我们可以看到这个人得到恩典以后。
And so we can see that when he received the grace of God.
他不但在神面前很谦卑。
Not only Naaman became transformed to a very lowly, humble person.
他拜独一的神。
He would worship the one true God of Israel.
他也要把这个纪念真的啊献给这个啊当时的以利沙先知。
And he also wanted to give all his material goods to Elisha.
啊，所以我们这里就可以看得出来。
And so we can see his transformation.
啊，在我们教会里面。
In our church.
啊，只要有神同在。
As long as God is with us.
啊，我们不是忧虑钱。
We should not worry about material things in this life.
有神同在的地方，钱用不完。
If God is with us, we will never be lacking of financial resources.
因为有神同在的人，就有很多人会得恩典。
Because if God is abiding with us, then God will give us as much blessings as we need.
每一个得恩典的要奉献都没有困难。
Every person who has received blessings will give donations freely.
因为这是报恩。
Because they are repaying God's grace.
但是如果教会没有神，
But if today the church does not have God,
这个教会就要很多用人的方法来收钱。
Then church will have to solicit funds using human ways.
所以这是一个非常大的不同。
And this is the greatest difference of our church.
好，那在这个整个事件里面
，In this whole event of chapter 5,
这个小的使女立了大功。
It is credited to the little maid of Israel.
她了解神让她被掳到亚兰国有一个使命，就是要把天上的神介绍给他们。
She was able to recognize her role in being captured and enslaved to the kingdom of Aram was to preach to the general of Aram.
所以通过她的介绍，乃曼得到医治，乃曼来拜天上的真神。
Through her evangelism, Naaman came to God.And Israel was saved.
然后乃曼把这一位神的荣耀带回到他的国家。
And Naaman brought this glorious gospel of God to back to his country with him.
所以今天我们每一个人就像这个使女。
Every one of us is like a little maid of Israel.
我们看到神在我们教会显很多神迹。
When we see that God has bestowed many miracles in our church,
很多的体验。
We have experienced many things firsthand.
所以神把我们放在社会的每一个阶层，就是要叫我们做这个工作。
And that is why God has placed us in all different positions in society so we can do the same work as this maid.
那有时候我们的一个小小的见证常常会产生很大的工作。
So that we can testify and witness this grace because our little testimony shall bring glory to God.
这个就是每个人要做的。
And this is something that we all should have a feeling we must do.
那最后一个就是先知的本，神人的本色。
We also see the role of the prophet of God here.
虽然乃曼要给他以利沙很多的礼物。
Even though he was offered great riches by Naaman,
以利沙都没有接受。
But Elisha refused.
为什么没有接受？
Why would he refuse?
我们可以看到两个原因。
There is two reasons.
第一个，
The first reason.
这个病医好是神医的，不是以利沙。
This healing of sickness was God who healed him, not because Elisha.
所以以利沙没有什么功德能够去拿这个钱。
And so Elisha had no credit that he should cash in on.
他如果要给是给神，不是给以利沙。
And so if he wanted to donate something, he should just give it to God, not to Elisha.
这个是他是只不过是一个工具。
Because Elisha recognized he was only a lowly vessel.
第二个。
Secondly.
对以利沙来讲。
For Elisha,
他生活很简单啊。
He lived a very simple life.
他不需要这么多东西。
He doesn't need so many material goods.
这些奢华的东西、金银，对他来讲根本就用不着。
All this gold and pleasure would mean nothing to him in his life.
所以他就没有接受这个。
So he didn't need all these goods.
但是从二十节开始。
And looking from verse 20,
我们就看到他的仆人基哈西。
We see that there was a different nature in Elisha's servant Gehazi.
他偷偷的就去要那些漂亮的衣服啊，金银。
And he deceptively went and sought after the goods from Naaman.
这是他不应该得的。
This is a greed and things that he should not have requested.
所以后来那个大麻风就跑到他身上。
And so the leprosy came onto Gehazi for the rest of his life.
所以神人有他的特色。
And so we see the special characteristic of a man of God.
他所坚持的
that he insisted on principle.
是神要他做的事情
to do only the things that God asked him to do.
对世界、对生活没有什么其他的欲望
He had no desire after status or fame and money of the world.
在第六章第一节、第二节，我们可以看到他的生活很简单
We can see from 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, his life was very simple.
这是我们要追求神的同在一个努力的方向。
And this is a secret to seeking after God.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
404首。